lot of love from back home. My college friends. Just a lot of love.
I mean, you're kind of one of those guys who is almost there. I mean, do you feel like you made your statement saying, I should be on the roster?
You know, I've made a pretty good case, but, you know, my job is not to make the decision, it's to force them to make a tough decision. I think that's what they're going to have to do. And, you know, I feel pretty confident in the way I played and what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. So, you know, I feel pretty optimistic.
Have you gotten any special teams time?
Yeah, I played special teams. I played the first, second, third game. I played the special teams. It's pretty good.
As far as you, do you have a practice squad eligibility left?
Not to my knowledge. I don't think so.
So I think this next week is kind of...
Yeah, it's big. It's big. It's been big. It's always been big. You know, it's always been something I've strived for. So hopefully, you know, we can turn the corner.
With the depth that they have here in a wide receiver, or how tough is it, you know, being one of those four or five guys?
It's extremely tough. But, you know, we pride ourselves on being a big group that makes the thing go. And, you know, we got some great guys in that room. And, you know, we all want to see each other be successful. So it's tough, but, you know, we embrace it.
What kind of feedback do you get after a game like you had from the coaches?
Man, you know, I played good. There was a lot of good on there. There was a lot of bad on there. You know, there were some things that I could have cleaned up. So you take the good as you take the good, and then the bad as you take the bad. Just you kind of stay even keel.
How much did the practice squad last year help you this year?
So much. I mean, anytime you get opportunity to go up against, you know, Pro Bowlers like DRC, Daly, day in and day out, you get tremendous reps. You get great opportunities to hone in on your craft. Those guys coach you up as well. So it was phenomenal for me to be able to go up against DRC, you know, on a daily basis.
What about the fact that you knew the offense when you came here, some of
those
other guys did not?
Yeah. I mean, that was huge. It was huge, you know, being able to know the offense, know my coaches, know how they wanted me to run routes, know what E and Ryan wanted from a receiver standpoint was a big thing.
So that was your first touchdown since college, didn't
it? Yeah. yeah, it was. Yeah. That's kind of
time. What was the last touchdown you scored, Jordan?
We were playing Nebraska and ball game, I think it was in Capital One. Yeah.
How much do you need to see something like that from yourself, you know, just to be able to continue that?
Well, I mean, I know it's there. I know I'm a good player. I know I can play this game, you know. But it's definitely great to get in the end zone, you know, in the preseason.
Was there some part of you that's thinking about Ryan too? I mean, he's had a tough preseason, but someone kind of put it all together at the end to get you those two.
Certainly, it was great to see Ryan, you know, settle down and you know make some nice throws and some nice adjustments and some nice plays, and it was all around a good team win.
Thank you.